Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's hour two of three of the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. I got John Hancock sitting in with me. Amy Markscore is going to be back on... when's Markscore coming back?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm back tomorrow.
You are back with me tomorrow. As I mentioned earlier, Matt Pauly will join the show today at 10:30. He is covering baseball's winter meetings
in Orlando,
in Florida.
Yes.
And he's going to have an update for us.
It's a good gig.
Yeah, it's a great gig. Well, so Mike Claiborne's there too. So if anything does break outside of this 10:30 slot, we'll let you know.
Yeah, we will.
Matt Pauly will be on it, and we hope the Cardinals do a little something. We know they're probably going to be active during the offseason.
They've already traded. You think the next move is Arenado?
I think it's what they want to do.
Yeah.
May not be the next, but it's they want to do it.
At least two more significant moves. Right?
Yeah, I mean they really need to move him. I guess Brendan Donovan's probably gone too.
Yeah.
You know, I know that some people have put Alec Burleson out there as a possibility of being dealt, but I don't, they seem keen on keeping him, but it's not like he is absolutely untouchable. So
I think they'd have to get bowled over by a deal to move on from Burleson.
So you may have heard Debbie during the news update mention Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a congresswoman out of Georgia, and she was on 60 Minutes on CBS yesterday. And as you know, over the last month or so, she has sort of broken from President Trump, and she has been one of his biggest supporters for years, public supporters, and really has never said anything, gone against him in any way over the several years that he was president during the first term and all the time she has been in Congress. You could probably argue that she is the number one supporter in Congress of Donald Trump. That's just been the reality of it. Well, she has sort of broken away from him in a number of different ways, and he has not been happy with her, as you well know. And this was in her interview with Leslie Stahl last night, so yesterday evening on 60 Minutes. And this was the line of questioning from Leslie Stahl to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Behind the scenes, do they talk differently?
Yes.
How?
It would shock people.
Well, let's shock people.
Okay. I watch many of my colleagues go from making fun of him, making fun of how he talks, making fun of me constantly for supporting him, to when he won the primary in 2024, they all started, excuse my language, Leslie, kissing his ass and decided to put on a MAGA hat for the first time.
So that's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about Republicans behind closed doors in private and how they, and she didn't name any names, of course,
right.
And I doubt she's going to. Maybe she does down the road, but she's basically saying that there are Republicans who publicly support him and, as she said, throw the MAGA hat on, but behind his back, make fun of him. And I'm sure this is not unusual. I bet this does happen with any party in power. I'm sure that there were people mocking President Biden behind his back who were Democrats.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe that happened with Obama. Maybe it happened with George Bush. So I don't think that this is necessarily unique, but it is kind of unique that you have the number one supporter of the president in Congress for years now saying this publicly about him.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and where the rift began was when Marjorie Taylor Greene signed the discharge petition to release the Epstein files. And there was a large scale pressure campaign against she, Lauren Boebert, had also signed, and to get them to pull their names off of that discharge petition. And Marjorie Taylor Greene did not. And then she had wanted to run for, I think, the U.S. Senate or governor of Georgia this next year.
And wanted his endorsement.
Wanted his right. endorsement. The president said no. And at that point, then, so I think there's a, I think the rift between Trump and Greene is personal. It's certainly more so than it is political. Are there Republicans in Congress who have altered their prior set of beliefs in the era of Trump? The answer is yes, they have. And, you know, and there's a very logical reason for that. And that reason is because the Republican electorate, the folks who vote in primaries, overwhelmingly support Donald Trump, his policies, his approach, his rhetoric. And the only real electoral threat these folks have, if they're sitting in a congressional district somewhere in the country, the only real political threat they have is in the primary. Getting a primary opponent who is more aligned with Donald Trump than is the incumbent office holder. And those folks get beat or they don't run. And so you're seeing right now a large number of folks, Marjorie Taylor Greene among them, who have decided they're not going to seek re-election in 2026. That usually, when the retirements are one-sided, or overwhelmingly one-sided, that usually is a harbinger that that party is going to have a very rough midterm. And I think the Republicans are in for a very tough midterm.
Her district is safe, though. I mean, where she is now, even
safe
though she's retiring.
A Democrat,
yes.
But yeah. Not safe in a primary if you're on the opposite side of Donald Trump. And so once she made the decision that she was going to oppose Donald Trump, starting with the Epstein files, then her viability as a primary candidate was compromised, and she's not running.
What do you think is next for her? She is not going to run, as you mentioned. She's retiring from Congress.
Yeah.
But what do you, if your whole personality, your whole identity has been basically backing up this president, and you did it during his first term, and you've done it up until recently this term. If that's been your whole identity, basically, where do you go from here? What happens next for you if you are Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, I think one of two things. She is either going to run for a statewide office, or I guess president, theoretically, or become a talking head, which I think is the more likely. When you look at the panoply of interviews that she has granted in the last 6 weeks, going on CNN and MSNBC and everywhere, 60 Minutes, you know, that's somebody that's building a media resume. And I think she's going to try and get a talking head slot somewhere, and I'll bet she does.
So on that 60 Minutes interview last night, she said a number of things, and one of them is that she has been receiving death threats since she has come out against the president. She says that the subject line for the direct, this is her quote, the subject line for the direct death threats on my son were, and she's talking about Trump's words, Marjorie Traitor Greene. And then she said she spoke to J.D. Vance about it and the president. She says J.D. Vance replied back, we'll look into it. And then she said President Trump said she says she's going to keep private what he said, but that it wasn't very nice. It was extremely unkind, his response to her. Yep. And this was after she went to them and said, hey, I'm getting death threats because the president has gone after her.
Not surprised. And, you know, you hope these threats don't materialize into some sort of action by a deranged person out there. But, you know, political violence is a thing. It's real. It exists. And we're living through it in real time right now.
Yep. That is John Hancock. I'm Chris Ranji. This is the Chris and Amy Show. Of course, you can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app. If you have not downloaded the app, you really need to, because it's great. It's a terrific way to listen to the show and listen to all of KMOX from your phone. You can listen to Cardinals baseball when the season's going.
Yes.
If you're in the area, you got to be in the St. Louis area because there's a geolocation thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Major League Baseball has rules.
They do.
So you can listen to the games if you're here.
You going to spring training?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No. I have not been since COVID started.
Oh, wow.
Remember when it was making its way here?
Yeah.
And it was February?
Yeah.
So we were there in February in the middle of the month, and it was starting to get a little weird.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was hand sanitizer everywhere.
Right.
And then I think about 2 weeks later or so, they stopped
spring
training.
The NBA stopped first, yep. And then Major League Baseball.
Second week of March.
Couldn't believe it.
Just a wild time. But yeah, last time I've been to spring training was 2020.
Mm.
Haven't been back since. John Hancock and Chris Ranji. Again, Matt Pauly will be with us at 10:30 to talk about the winter meetings. He's in Orlando. He'll give us an update on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
John Hancock and Chris Ranji today on 104.1 FM KMOX. We've had a fun day today, I think, so far, right?
So far, so good, big boy.
Yeah, we're trying to, get people into the holiday spirit.
Yes.
We've been doing this for, what, a couple of weeks now?
I know.
Amy and I, big holiday people.
Me
big
too.
Christmas people.
Love Christmas.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of it? Because ours is the lead up to it.
Yeah.
It's almost like the day itself is a bit of a, you know, not a letdown, but it just isn't quite the same.
Yeah. Well, because it's over at that point. Yeah. And, you know, and it's such a festive time and everybody decorates, you know, you drive down my street and everybody's got their lights on, you know, and it's just, I love it. I love everything about Christmas.
I'm such a big fan of the Christmas season, and I cannot wait to get out there, see the Tillis Park lights, the Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
Oh, man. I love it.
Mm. I got whipped.
You know, you would think that I'm a grouch.
Yeah.
And that I don't love Christmas. I love Christmas.
Do you light up like a little tree?
I dressed up as a tree for Halloween once.
So I'm in Tillis Park years ago. Back when, I don't know if they still do this, but you could take the carriage through the park.
Oh.
And so we were in the front part of the carriage, my little family, and kids were little. And right behind us was the family of Chris Carpenter, the Cardinal pitcher.
Oh.
I'm sitting up on the thing with the driver in the front seat, because that's where I, you know, fit in. And the dude pulled his whip out to smack the horse
and hit you.
Yes. I gotta tell you, that was pain, brother. And we were just getting going, and so I got the side of my face, you know. And
did he realize he did it?
I can't remember. I was half delirious at that point, and you know, I was happy to be there with Chris Carpenter, of course. But man, that was a rough old ride.
So you don't know if he apologized or not?
I think he. I can't remember. It's one of those things you block out.
Would you say that's your greatest Christmas mishap? Has anything ever happened to you?
Well, when
at
I was
Christmas
a kid,
time?
I was sick every single Christmas for like 5 years.
In a row?
Yes.
Oh.
And so, you know, and you'd get up and stumble out. And we had a tiny little house growing up. And so my bedroom was 20 feet from the tree in the living room. And so I'd get up and I'd be sick and put the blanket on. And there they were, though. My mom and dad did a really good job of quantity over maybe quality when it came to Christmas presents. Because we had a ton of stuff to open up.
But I love that.
I did too.
I would rather have a bunch of little stuff.
Yes.
Just so you feel like, oh, there's another gift. Oh, and another one.
Well, and then you're waiting for the, you know, and you gotta act like you're, you know, like all of the presents you have, whether or not you like them or not.
I guess I'm gonna have to speak in code here just in case.
Yeah.
You know, we have people listening.
Tender ears.
Who may not know.
Yeah.
But once you get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, in your childhood, you know what I'm talking about. You get to that point where you the realization happens that so-and-so isn't a thing, actually. And you realize, oh, it's been mom and dad this whole time, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I am embarrassed. No, I'm not. You know what? I'm not embarrassed. Screw it. I don't care. I made my mom, and even when I was well past that point.
Yes.
And I was probably... Well, I must have been in grade school when the realization happens that, you know, so-and-so is not actual a thing. I still made mom and dad wait until Christmas morning to put them all out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I made them wait.
Well, I think what happens is, at least...
Because there's nothing like coming out of your room and there's just a big mountain of stuff.
It's the best. It's the best. But I think most of us, I certainly fall into this category. I came to the realization somewhere around, I don't know, 6, 7 maybe. Yeah, but I played along for another year or two as if I didn't.
Oh.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I wanted my parents to have that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. I mean, it was what I was thinking. And now that I'm living through grandkids and Christmas, and little Tula's 3 now, so she's like all in. It's all totally plugged in. And we asked her, because last year meeting Santa did not go particularly well.
Cried.
Tula.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, big fat guy with a beard, you know, and
bright red
stranger, you know, so it didn't go well. So we asked her the other day if she wanted to go see Santa. She thought about it for a minute. She said no. Okay. fine. Then she said, well, let's go now. And I said, well, he's not in town now, sweetheart. And, you got to wait till Santa's in town.
Well, he's at the mall.
Before you go see. Well,
he's always at the mall.
He was not in the mall last week.
No.
So we'll see how that goes, whether we revisit the whole meeting Santa experience or not.
You think she'll cry?
It was rough last year, bud. Where was it? Plaza Frontenac, I think. And beautiful, you know, everything's decorated. And there he is, Santa, jolly old elf. Though he may be, he still scared the dickens out of my granddaughter.
Well, he must. I'm going to tell you something about Santa.
Yeah?
He must have incredible insurance, health
He's
insurance.
Got it.
Because if you think about it, the amount of children he's around, and yep. he never gets sick.
That's an excellent point, Ron.
Or his immune system is just off the charts good.
It's got to be phenomenal.
Because kids are they're a vector of disease. Isn't that what they say?
Pretty much,
All they have is they carry germs.
It's just and spew them everywhere.
Just gross, right? just snot and sneeze everywhere, you know? Cough. I was on a plane last week with a child.
Yeah.
Who was a couple of rows in front of me. And there's a distinct child cough. You know, that thing?
Yeah.
Just everywhere. All over the plane.
Well, and they've not yet learned the...
To cover the mouth.
Correct.
Right? And you could tell them every time, cover your mouth before you go. Yeah, they don't know happen. How to do it. So if you're Santa Claus...
Wow.
Health insurance must be extraordinary. It must be like government insurance.
That's a really profound... A point that I've never pondered in my entire life.
But also, he's several hundred years old, so...
He's got to be.
He's doing something
the
right.
The Santa that we know was... Do you know who created the Coca-Cola Company?
I do
not. Many years ago. Yeah. The modern version of Santa with the hat and the da-da-da was a Coca-Cola conception.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I think I'm right about this.
Drew, did you know this?
I know they did the polar bear.
Well, they didn't invent the polar bear.
No, they did not.
They put the polar bear on the cans. Yeah. But then they had the commercial.
The festive one.
The festive polar bear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't either. I'm talking about Santa Claus, and I'm talking about the Coca-Cola Company, and I think
so they invented
Google
it.
Google that over there, Drew.
The research department is getting in on this.
Yeah,
So tell us about the Santa Claus and Coca-Cola inventing him.
Yeah, that's what we want to know about. So I think I'm right about this. I'm often wrong, but never in doubt. Right?
I've never heard this before.
I know. Well, that's why I'm bringing something of value to us.
So why do you bring stuff? You're always bringing something of value.
Go ahead.
So Google, it's Google AI, but they say that Coca-Cola didn't invent the idea, but they played a huge role. So
all right. Fine. Splitting hairs is what we're doing here. They played a huge role.
Yeah, okay.
Is what I was attempting
to say. Well, so that's, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that why he's wearing red?
Has to be.
Wow. What an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
And, you know, if you're going to be flying like that, you know, all over the world, you'd have to have quite a bit of caffeine coursing through your system, I would think.
Yeah. With all the Doge cuts, you know, Elon came in with his dumb sledgehammer and just slashed all these programs that people needed because he's an idiot. We never should have let him close to it, but we did because we're doing great.
Let us know how you really feel, Ron.
So with all of that done, is NORAD still going to be able to track Santa?
Well, that's an excellent
question.
Did
he cut that department too?
Well, we're going to find out, I guess. Because they, you can get online and see where the old fellow is, usually, on Christmas Eve.
Shouldn't even let Elon in the living room, let alone in the government, start slashing programs he doesn't like. What are we doing around here? And by the way, Doge has just quietly gone away.
It's gone. And the
what deficit. An accomplishment. Way to go, guys.
Well, really and the deficit.
Really
you
did.
Know, you would think with all the cutting and so forth that it would reduce the cost of government and that the deficit would
Are you
go
telling
down.
Me it hasn't?
It has not.
What?
No,
You're
it has
kidding.
Not. No, I hate to tell you. I hate to be the bearer of bad
John.
News. The deficit is increasing, Ron.
What?
Yes.
Well, what the hell did Elon do all that time?
He cut a lot of stuff, but didn't cut enough stuff
You're
to
kidding.
Make a difference in the trajectory of federal spending.
Got to tell you, can't believe it. I am stunned.
And you might even be flummoxed.
I've never been more flummoxed.
That's a great word, by the way, flummoxed.
I am dumbfounded. I have found dumb.
You might even be flabbergasted.
I've never been more flabbergasted.
You know, the first time I heard the word flabbergasted?
Yeah.
1972. Do you know who said they were flabbergasted?
Foghorn Leghorn.
No, but that's a good guess. It would be the then senator from Missouri, who was just selected to be the vice presidential nominee by George McGovern, Tom Eagleton, and I asked him about his appointment, and he said, I'm flabbergasted.
It must have been pleasantly flabbergasted.
Yes, yeah, for about 48 hours.
Are you usually pleasantly flabbergasted?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to turn to the research department over the break here.
Oh, TW watching us on YouTube says gobsmacked. I am also gobsmacked.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Boy, we got a lot of them. I come from a long line of hillbillies myself.
You too?
Yeah.
Me too, Bubba. Yep. All my people in Bon Terre, Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Mine out in Dixon.
There's a Ronji Street in Bon Terre.
There's a Hancock, Missouri in Pulaski County.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
My God, look at us all over Missouri. It's the Chris and Amy Show featuring John Hancock today. We're going to check in. We're going to Orlando, Florida when we come back, and we will talk to Matt Pauly live from the winter meetings on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, there are a couple meetings that you might have on the books with agents just because everybody's in the same place, and sometimes it's nice to sit down face-to-face. But you know, over the course of my career, increasingly, this is just a continuation of a lot of the conversations that as teams we've been having with each other for a while. So, you know, a lot of those will continue to happen by phone, by text, just the same way they do before and after the meeting. So,
that is President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom, on Sports on a Sunday Morning here on KMOX. He's on that show pretty much every Sunday. So if you want to hear from the President of Baseball Operations weekly, this is a place to do it, KMOX. And we go to the guest line this morning for the first time. We head to Orlando, Florida. That is where the winter meetings are happening right now. Bloom is there for that. So everybody in all the dignitaries. Everybody in the baseball world who is of import is there. And we talked to Matt Pauly. That includes him. He is our host of Sports Open Line and Rush Hour Sports, pre- and post-game coverage for the Cardinals. And Matt Pauly is with us now. How's it going, Pauly?
It's going all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing all right. So let's see, 10:30 our time, 11:30 yours. That means something should have happened by now on Monday.
Nothing.
Damn.
A lot of people have walked by my broadcast spot, but that's about it.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, I guess. Never mind then. Well, I thought the winter meetings were going to be popping.
Well, maybe they're going to start popping at some point in time, but that time is not quite at this moment.
So yeah. these folks are walking around. Do they like squirrel away into a corner and have conversations, or do those conversations take place in a hotel room? In public?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most of the stuff is happening in hotel rooms. Now, I saw Oliver Marmol walk by earlier today. I saw Daniel Descalzo walk by just a little while ago. So not everybody is in the hotel suite at all times. A lot of conversations are taking place, and we'll just see if there's any fruit to bear as a result of them.
I know that we have spent, we did last week a couple of times spend some time talking about winter meetings and what the real value of it is now, because I think a lot of people, and I'm included in this, I think it would be pretty cool if it was almost like NBA free agency signing period, where there's this moment where all this flurry of activity happens and it's all in the same day or the same handful of days. You know, like you go to the winter meetings and then this deal happens and that deal and all this stuff starts to break. But it doesn't really go down like that, Matt. So is the real value of the winter meetings?
Yeah, it doesn't go down that way because there's no salary cap in baseball. So you've got all the time in the world. In the NBA, if you don't spend your money, well, somebody else is going to spend it. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be without an opportunity to sign somebody that you want to sign. And you're just going to be sitting there with money to spend. So a salary cap does create some urgency, which baseball does not have. As far as answering your question, though, the value is just getting everybody together. I think it's twofold. First off, for the organizations, it's a chance to get everybody in the same room and start thinking about what things are going to look like. And when opportunities present themselves, there's a lot of different, you know, shareholders and what's going on, and they can all talk about it together. So there's a lot of value in just being together. And then the fact that everybody's here, that's just going to, you know, activity begets activity. And the fact that it's so easy to go talk to executives from other teams and know that everybody's here and you can get face to face, there's value in that. People should know, though, that the winter meetings are much more than that. I mean, this is where the industry gets together for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of job interviews that are going on out here. There's people who are just looking for jobs and don't have an interview set up that are just walking around trying to network with people and talk to people. The different facets of organizations, you know, all the PR folks will get together across baseball. All the marketing folks will get together. All the ticketing folks will get together. It's just it's the entire baseball world really coming together here for 3 days.
Matt Pauly is joining us from Orlando, Florida, at the winter baseball meetings. Heim Bloom's made one trade so far, and that was with the Boston Red Sox, a club for which he once worked. I would assume is pretty familiar with the organization. These general managers are people, too. And so you've got to have their relationships and relationships of trust that have to exist in order for a GM to truly be effective in making these kinds of deals. What's your perception of how Heim Bloom is perceived by his colleagues?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think he is very much respected across all of baseball. And this comes, you know, last year when I was here, it had been announced that he was going to take over as the president of baseball operations. I can't tell you how many different people, because we were sitting at our table at the winter meetings and we had our Cardinal banner up and everything, and I can't tell you how many agents and how many people from other organizations stopped by and said to me how much they liked and appreciated Heim Bloom and how happy they were that he was getting another opportunity with the Cardinals. So he's a legit good dude, and I think he treats people the right way, and people feel that throughout all of baseball.
So what does that do for an organization if a president of baseball operations, general manager, however they're titled, if they are a good guy? Because I think, you know, if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Cardinals fan, you're thinking, I don't care if he's nice, I just want him to get work done. Mm-hmm. But how does that, if at all, help him get work done?
Yeah, I think there are certain executives in the game that other executives just would rather not deal with. I've heard that from a few people. So you go make a move with somebody, and maybe the medicals don't come back quite as clean as they said they were going to, or something, or it's just an uncomfortable situation. And you just have this bad taste in your mouth about doing business with that person or with that team. I don't think that's ever going to be the case with Hein Bloom. So I don't think it really impacts things right now. That, I mean, he was with Boston, so obviously if he treated people poorly in Boston, that could have an effect here on what's going on in St. Louis. But generally speaking, I think it's just the opportunity to have trust that you're always going to be able to work with people and get deals done.
It's going to be a challenge, it seems to me, for the Cardinals to really unload Nolan Arenado. They're going to have to eat a big chunk of his salary for the next few years. Is there a possibility that he returns to this ball club, that they can't move him?
I don't think so. Now, I was saying the exact same stuff 12 months ago, and then he ended up back with the team. So I guess never say never. I don't get the sense. I get the sense that they're going to find a way to get a deal done. Almost no matter how much money they have to eat, the goal is going to be for him not to be a Cardinal next year, and they're going to find a way to make that happen. Now, I do think it's going to take a little while to get done because there's some other things kind of percolating out there on the third base market. So he's probably going to end up being the third or maybe fourth choice for some teams out there that are looking to add a third baseman. But I do think the Cardinals are able and willing to eat the money that they need to eat to be able to get Arenado to a different team next year.
So do you think it's the sort of thing where we're waiting for a while? Because a lot of deals nowadays, and that includes, and really in particular free agency deals, don't oftentimes happen until maybe spring training starts already. You know, certainly we get into February and there are still some pretty good free agents who are sitting out there. Could it be the kind of thing where maybe a team gets desperate and says, well, we don't want to be stuck waiting, so we're going to make this deal because it's available to us? Or will it be the kind of thing where we might be at the end of January or early February before he's moved?
Yeah, I think the latter is certainly a possibility, that it could take some time. Now, remember, the deal with the Houston Astros, that was worked out last year at the winter meetings. And when John Mozeliak was talking to us at the winter meetings last year and was talking so confidently about Arenado being traded, he thought he already had him traded to the Astros. And so that just shows you that it can happen earlier. I think the situation this year is very similar to the situation last year. So that doesn't preclude the possibility that a deal gets done sooner. But unless there's a team out there that just knows that they have no shot at some of these other third basemen, and they just want to jump right to Arenado, unless something like that happens, I think it's going to take a while.
If there's a surprise move, something we're not thinking about right now, what would that look like?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I don't think... I think everybody's available. I don't know what would... Yeah, if Mason Wynn got traded, that would surprise me, but I really, really don't think that's going to happen. If Michael McGreevy got traded, that would really surprise me. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't know what a surprise move would be, because almost everything and almost every player is available and on the table, so it would take something pretty extreme to surprise me at this point.
So Burleson wouldn't surprise you if he's dealt?
No, I guess he would. But I don't think they're going to move him. They got 4 years of club control on Alec Burleson. It makes zero sense to move that guy, because he's somebody who's going to be able to still be here when the team gets back into a competitive window. So yeah, I guess that would surprise me, I guess you could say. But again, these things that would surprise me, I just really don't think are going to end up happening.
Yeah, there's a little bit of buzz I read yesterday, I guess it was, about the Yankees maybe having some interest in Wilson Contreras. You heard any of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interest in Contreras. And you look at, he's somebody whose his salary and his production are right in line with each other. You don't feel like you're going to be overpaying for him. The fact that he's, you know, there's... there's not as many right-handed slugging bats out there as you might think. So, I think that the Cardinals have a real opportunity with Wilson Contreras to maybe get a nice return. There's even the possibility that if they pick up some of the salary, the return could be that much better. So whether it's the Yankees or whether it's somebody else, I think moving Contreras could really be really advantageous for this team.
Speaking of the Yankees, Sonny Gray is a former Yankee, and he was traded to Boston, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago from the Cardinals? And when he was traded, he said, it's great to go to a place where I can hate the Yankees, so easily hate the Yankees, because, you know, they're rivals. And Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees, kind of went back at him and said, and essentially he said, you know, he came here and he didn't want to be here. And I'm paraphrasing. He didn't want to be here in New York, but he acted like he wanted to be here to drive up his value. So what did you make of all of that? Because he kind of went back at Sonny Gray.
Yeah, and then Sonny's agent got involved in this because Cashman said that Sonny Gray's agent told him to tell everybody that he wanted to go to New York because they wanted his value to be as high as possible, being able to just get out of Oakland. What a story. And if you go back to his initial press conference with the Yankees, he was gushing over coming to New York and being a Yankee and how amazing it was. And evidently he was just lying through his teeth as he was doing it. You know, as time passes, sometimes things change a little bit. He had a really bad experience in New York. So maybe the fact that he had such a bad experience in New York colors a little bit differently on how he was feeling before he got to New York. But what a story. And it's, I guess it makes him the perfect member of the Red Sox now.
Yeah, that Sonny Gray's an interesting character, isn't he?
Interesting for sure. He's his own guy, man. He is his own guy, and there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, he is his own guy for sure.
Do we like him?
Yes, of course we like him.
Okay. I don't know.
Just checking.
I'm just making sure that maybe we don't like him. I've never met him, so.
Matt Polish,
super good dude. Yeah, just his own guy.
Okay,
I have met him. Yes, I found him on a few occasions.
See there?
Yeah.
Oh, Paulie, he gets around.
Hey,
he's out there meeting with Sonny Gray. He's got Boris coming over and talking to him. And,
Boris, say hello to you yet?
Yeah.
I've not seen Boris. I talked to Brett Phillips today, the former big leaguer.
Yes,
Brett Phillips.
He's probably the most remember he had that walk off for Tampa Bay in the World Series, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won, so we were talking, he won
he was
a
with the Brewers,
Stan
right?
Award a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Brewers, and then he was with the Rays. But he won a Stan Musial Award a few years ago, so he was in St. Louis, and he was just gushing about that event and how he walked out of that event like a different person because of how energized and motivated he was for life. So super good. I'm going to try to... He was in a hurry. I'm going to try to talk to him at some point. He's a really cool guy. But he's one of the many former big leaguers walking around looking for jobs.
He's the dude that has the really weird laugh, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like the...
Yeah, it's like a goat. It's weird. He's so funny. And it's not on purpose.
He laughs like a goat.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Well, you'd hate to be known by that.
I know, but real quick, I know you're covering baseball, but the college football playoff has been set. Mizzou and Illinois both going to bowl games. They're not in the CFP, obviously, but what's your take on the college football landscape now?
Yeah, I mean, there was some controversial... I think, like most people, it bugs me that the committee had the rankings one way, and then all of a sudden a couple teams don't play, and they switch them around, talk about Notre Dame. I have a little bit of a solution for that. They should be allowed in the initial playoff rankings before the final ones to put teams in a tied position. So you should be, if you want to say that Notre Dame and Miami, there's not a lot of difference between them, you should be able to put them in a tie position in the initial things. That might fix what happened. But look, when we're complaining to get about the final spot final two spots in the college football playoff. It wasn't that long ago that we had a four-team playoff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'm not overly worried about that final team to get in.
I'm not either. I've always said, you know, make it four teams because there was always that third team getting screwed out of the title game. There's always one, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine if it's four. You know, like if you're number five and you don't make it, I don't care that much about you. It's those top four teams in college football, right? So, all right, Matt Pauly, appreciate it. We will be checking back in with you during the Gas House Gang after 12 o'clock today.
Sounds good.
Matt Pauly at the winter meetings in Florida. I'm with John Hancock on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. John, we've got another hour to go on the show.
Yes,
I hope
we do.
I know you've got a lot that you've got to say.
I do.
I know. Yeah, I know you do. Huh. Hey, we're going to talk to Benji Molina at 11:30.
Love that.
You know Benji Molina.
I do.
Cardinals Spanish language broadcaster on La Tremenda. He will be with us. The So St. Louis Holiday Give Back at Ted Drew's is happening on Saturday, and he's going to be here to talk about it. Also, Andrew Egger will be with us on the show. He is the White House correspondent for the Bulwark, and we are going to talk to him. Was that the Albert Pujols Foundation gala on Saturday?
Yeah.
Saw
the O Night
Benji
Divine.
There. O Night Divine. That's
yes.
it.
Uh-huh. I used to produce that event.
You did?
Yeah, years ago.
What do you mean to produce it? You put the whole thing together?
Yeah.
Really good people there.
Very good people.
Yeah.
Perry runs that foundation and has been doing a fabulous job for decades now. And they do such good work in the community and around the world.
They really do. And around the world is right. I mean, they're building facilities. They are, what a cool organization. I don't think enough people know about, but they raise a lot of money.
They
and
do.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, it's always a great night.
So that is John Hancock. He's in with me until 12 o'clock today. Then it is the Gas House Gang. Tom Ackerman will be with me, and we're going to have Matt Pauly checking back in from the winter meetings. And, you know, if something does happen in the next hour, he's going to tell us all about it. Also, Bob Ramsey, who is the play-by-play voice of the Billikens, he'll be on the show at 12:30. Billikens having a pretty good start to the season, men's basketball.
Another good egg there, Bob Ramsey.
Yeah, Bob Rammer's great.
Yep.
So that's all coming up, but the Chris and Amy Show final hour starts next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.